are now listening to a very special message from Joy Community Church.
Good morning to all those who are live streaming with us here at Joy Community Church. So good to be with you this morning. I'm James Lachlan. I'm the lead pastor here at Joy Community Church, and we are honored that you are spending time with us this morning. We want to welcome all those who are coming in for the first time and you're streaming with us live. We are so glad you're taking this time to be with us. And we also want to encourage you that you're welcome to go to our webpage at www.wearejoy.org, and you can connect with us through our webpage at any time. We take prayer requests. Perhaps you have something you need to share, and we'll have somebody available for you. Our pastoral team will be available to pray for you and with you. So don't hesitate to do that. I hope you've had a great week. Even though we're still dealing with the aspects of COVID-19, I hope that you're adjusting well to the new normal and that you're learning great things about one another and your families, great things about the Lord and your relationship with the Lord, and things that you have longed to achieve around the house. I hope you're getting some yard work done and things cleaned up and spring cleaning and all the things that you need to do with your kids. I just think of all those parents who have had to readjust their schedules and they have their kids home now and the kids are homeschooled. Lots to adjust to. And it's been a tumultuous emotional week in some regards, because in the body, many members go through various things throughout the week. And with kind of the restrictions and boundaries and mandates of COVID-19, those really present some other issues for people, and people handle those things very, very differently. And life still goes on. And this week we've had, one of our members, their mother went to be with the Lord. Pastor Deborah Paris, her mother went to be with the Lord. We've had the Shoemakers, their son Andrew got married this week. We've had anniversaries and birthdays. We had Finney's graduation and other graduations take place. And I'm so grateful that people have found the most creative things to do to celebrate. Actually, in my neighborhood, there's a lady celebrating her birthday, and she's one of the older people on our block. And we woke up this morning, and there were pink flamingos everywhere on her yard, balloons. And so I'm not sure what birthday they were celebrating, but I'm telling you, she had tons of flamingos on her front yard. And I watched her come out of her house and look at who put this all together. And she was so blessed. It was obvious that she knew who had done this, and it really ministered to her. So creative ways to just say we love you, creative ways to say hello, creative ways to celebrate where people are at during this epidemic. Well, I'm really encouraged when the word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 26, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. And that seems to have been the week that I have actually come through, is mourning with those who mourn and then really rejoicing with those who are rejoicing. And so I know for many of you that's the case. I think of also, we've been praying for little Bentley. He's a 5-year-old boy. Bentley has had cancer. And so over the last several months, he's been in and out of the hospital and battling that. And this week on Facebook, there was a beautiful post that says, I am in remission. And that was fantastic to hear that. We celebrate that with you, Bentley. We thank the Lord for his faithfulness to you, young man. And we know that you have really been steadfast in your faith. And you've had such a wonderful opportunity through all of this. So we congratulate you. We celebrate you. And I know your grandma is really thrilled as well with that report. So we're looking to the Lord to continue his goodness in your life. And we pray for all of you who've gathered with us this morning. Perhaps you have a specific need. And maybe you have a praise report. I told you last week that I wanted you to boast in the Lord. I hope you had the opportunity to call somebody or text somebody or email somebody or send one of the Canadian Goose to somebody's home with a message boasting in the Lord. And I really pray that you were able to be edified and strengthened as you boasted in what God is currently doing in your life. And when you do that, it just edifies your spirit and uplifts your heart and encourages the other people who are listening. So thank you for joining me in doing that. I took the time this week to boast in the Lord and to reach out and encourage other people about what God is currently doing in my heart and in my life and in my family. And so many of my conversations this week, we honored the Lord and we prayed together. And it was just so good to fellowship with one another, knowing that God's doing great things in our personal lives, despite what this pandemic has done to us in the sense of physically limiting what we're able to do in connecting with one another. You know, I shared last week how my congregation had given me a joke book for Christmas. And they all were responsible to send in a joke. And Susan Morehouse sent in this joke for me. And she sent this joke and it said, you know, why do anteaters never get sick? And because they're filled with antibodies. That's why they don't get sick. Ba-dum-bum. So just to lighten your day and to get you started in the right way, I thought I'd share one of my jokes with you this morning. Well, I want to take some time to pray today for those of you who are in need of a touch from the Lord and encouragement for the Lord and just a blessing from God this week to minister to you and perhaps any situation that you might be going through. I really want to take some time this morning and enjoy asking God to come to you personally, ministering to your heart, uplifting you in your spirit, and reminding you to taste and see that the Lord is good, as Chris encouraged us and exhorted us to do last week in the Word. So if you would just join hands together wherever you are or bow your head, that would be wonderful as we honor the Lord this morning and lift up his glorious name and boast in the goodness of God this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather as our families and as a family, the Joy family. We thank you for all the things that you've accomplished in our lives this week. We know that you have been good to us. You have strengthened us. You've extended grace to us. You've ministered to those who are grieving. You have ministered to those who are rejoicing, and you've ministered to those who have just quietly gone through their week without letting others even know what they need, what they're going through, and what they're hoping for you to accomplish in their circumstances today. We know, Lord God, that when we place our hope in you, when we place our trust in you, that you are so faithful to meet us in that need. And even before that need is uttered from our lips, you have already sent an answer to that request. We bless you for that, Lord. We pray for those today who need you to visit them in a real way. Lord, perhaps they're lonely. Perhaps this isolation is not good for them emotionally or physically or mentally. We ask, Lord God, that you would come with your grace and you would deliver them from that loneliness or that place of despair. You would fill their heart with an everlasting joy. I am so grateful that the joy of the Lord can be my strength. Lord, we look to you and we say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We take this time to praise you for all the ways that you have strengthened, encouraged, ministered, and uplifted our hearts this week. And Lord, we look to you as we now enjoy the word of the Lord, we look to you to minister to us. Open up the word today. And we thank you for the ministry that Bill Carpenter is going to bring to us this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've poured into his heart that he might bring this word to us and encourage us. And perhaps even give us some tools to manage ourselves in a godly way through this situation that we're enduring at this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so we're encouraged. I believe that Michael Carpenter is going to come first and read the word of the Lord. And then Bill, who is one of our elders, is coming to share with you this morning and to open up the word of the Lord and reveal to you some aspects of the character and the attributes of God. So, Michael, come on forward.
Good morning, church. Our first scripture verse for today is from Philippians, chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Our next scripture is from the book of John, chapter 5, verses 10 through 13, 10 through 15, excuse me. Excuse me again. Chapter 15, verses 10 through 13. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And finally, our third scripture verse for today is Isaiah 26, verses 1 through 3. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
Oh, good morning, church, and thank you for that encouragement, Pastor James and Michael. I appreciate you coming up to read the word and the way you live out your faith. Hey, Greg Bowie, it's good to see you here this morning. Kirsten, Drew, hey. Oh, it seems like it has been so long. Lashema, how are you? Great to see you too. Aretha, oh, can I get a big hug? Thank you. Thank you. I love your smile. Fanta Grossies, I love how the little ones, your young children, not so young for some of them, but how they just are able to behave themselves so well here in the front. Riley's, Felipe, oh, Riley's, good to see you. Is that Pastor Paul? Pastor Paul, I'm glad you could make it. Carol Douglas? You know, I said to Pastor James a few weeks ago, you know, what's it like to preach to an empty sanctuary? And he said, I don't feel like I'm preaching to an empty sanctuary. I'm preaching to the world. Pastor Paul, oh, it's so good to have you with us. And Carol, please give my love to your husband and the family.
I see so many. The King family, good to see you. Susan Wackel, Janet Maines. Oh my gosh, there's so many of you here. Travis, glad you could make it. Pastor Greta. Oh, Sniatekis. Oh, and the Ladens. Oh, isn't this a simpler way to go to church, Diane? They just get up, turn on Facebook. This isn't so bad. You know, it's been 8 weeks since we were together. March 8th was the last time we had service here. And I will tell you, I miss you. Turn to the person next to you and say, that guy needs a haircut. Right? That was the last day I got a haircut was just before our last service. So fortunately, it doesn't grow very fast, and it's certainly not very thick. So I just want to talk about just how difficult this is for so many people. I think many of you know I work with the local bus company, RTS, and have seen it. We've got 900 employees that serve the 8-county area. Health issues, health concerns for those with underlying health conditions needing to stay home. Losses here in the church, Carolyn Pratico, and it's one thing to write out a card to her children. It's another thing to be able to say to his son and daughter just how much Joe and Carolyn meant to this church, and to be able to do it in such a meaningful way. Yes, you can write it down in a card, but it's not the same. I want to hug Joe Jr. I still have work. I know there are dozens of people that I know personally that are without work, and others that are working in very different circumstances. So I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. In my role at the bus company, one of the things I've done is look for quotes that reflect perhaps what another leader has said when they have been difficult times. And Winston Churchill is one of the people I've looked to. One of his quotes that I really like is, if you find yourself going through hell, keep on going. Don't get stuck there. He also said, never, never, never give up. And that could be a theme for what I want to talk about this morning. Another quote is, if your path takes you through hell, walk as if you own the place, right? I mean, I don't know of any leader that prayed, can we please have a pandemic? We do pray, we sing the refiner's fire. You know, change me with the refining fire. And this is an opportunity to take what's going on here and the changes that are happening in our life and say, God, what is it that you have for me to learn? How do you want to use me as I'm going through this difficult time? How do you want me to learn to be victorious in the midst of this type of this pandemic, this crisis, these changes that are going on for me personally and for so many that I know and love? So, Michael read earlier from Philippians about can we be content in all things? And really what motivated me as I was preparing for this word was another quote. Can we learn to enjoy the scenery when life has us on a detour? Think about that for a minute. You know, that maybe it's vacation plans, work, family situations, etc. And this detour comes along. 6 feet apart, you know, for me to see Pastor James, it's the first time we've seen each other in weeks, to not be able to go up and hug him. It's like, you can adjust to it, but there's something that gets bottled down. And can we turn that change in my life and say, you know what? I wonder what God has for me. I'm going to begin to take this time and learn new habits, to do my devotion with the Lord Jesus differently, to hear from Father God in a more meaningful way so that I don't get stuck here, but I keep moving through it. So I've got 3 points this morning. First, very simply, and be thinking about this and put into the chat of Facebook what type of learning style you have. If you know what you have, auditory, visual, kinesthetic, put that into the chat feature, and we're going to tally that up here. The second is, what is it that you need victory over? It could be these last 6 or 7 weeks. It could simply be what you're dealing with today or this week. What are you stuck in? You know, as I said that one quote, if you find yourself in hell, keep going through hell, keep going. What is the hell you're going through? And again, when we get to it, I'm going to ask you to put that in the chat feature and we're going to capture it. And then last, who are we learning it for? You know, God doesn't pour into us, doesn't reveal things to us so that we can say, oh, I guess I'm a better Christian. He does it, as we heard in the second reading, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. So that when we're going through this, how do we get up and say, you know what? God has given me enough. There are others that need what God has given me. I'm going to reach out. And what you find is that's how water becomes living water. If you've ever been by a pond and it's got no water coming in and no way for water to go out, it gets pretty stagnant. But what you find is once you move that water so that it's going out and get fresh water pouring in, boy, now it's alive. It's good for you as well as for the others. So what are the learning styles? You know, for me personally, I'm primarily auditory, but I'm also a little bit visual, depending on what it is. And so do we have any responses yet on learning styles? How many auditory do we have? One? Visual? They're still coming in. And kinesthetic? And so some of you may be wondering, what does that mean, learning style? I never learned that. And why is that important to learn today? Well, here's what's happening. If you're a kinesthetic learner, that means you learn best by doing things. And I'm kind of scratching my head. If that's a style of learner you are, how do you do it when you're told to stay in the house, when you're told to stay 6 feet away, instead of going places? Oh, Steve, I didn't see a good job getting everyone taken care of this morning. Steve and Janice, great to have you here. But they love to do things. So when you can't, does that shut down how you might learn? If you're visual, and the only thing you're doing now is watching TV, Netflix, cable, Hula. If that's all you're doing, does that change your learning style? You know, when we're in church together, think about it. Picture you're here, there's 120 people, 100, 120 people, and the worship team is up. If you're auditory, boy, you can worship the Lord with what you hear. If you're visual, you're watching the worship team, you're reading the words, you're participating in a way that's meaningful for you. And if you're kinesthetic, boy, your hands are raised, you're up in the front dancing, you are participating, praising and worshiping the Lord. We have wonderful preachers here who will have not just the word preached, but then notes so that you can write down what it is you have to learn. So there's your auditory, your visual, and I love some of the great visual examples. Pastor Greta one time talked, you know, she put a rope from one side of the sanctuary to the other and said, that's the beginning of time, that's the end of time, and our slice is about this thick on that rope. So if you're auditory, visual, or kinesthetic, but it's a great way to learn. And now here we are on Facebook, which might be fine for visual people. It might work okay for auditory, but for the kinesthetic people, it's like, how do I do this? So again, turn to the person next to you and say, hey, here's my learning style. And Mike, do we have any more? Auditory? No? Visual? Four more? And kinesthetic? Four more? Got a lot of kinesthetic learners out there. So I guess next is, what do we need to have victory over? So now you know your learning style. What is it that you need to learn? And again, I'd ask you to put into the chat feature, what is it that you're dealing with? And I'll tell you, I've got a lot of stress trying to keep 900 employees safe. I'm going to say loneliness. The Jim Dalmage and Sue Dalmage, Jim's one of the elders here, and his wife, as you may know, Matt and Jessica had their grandson a few weeks ago. One of the things I've always questioned is why the parents get custody of the grandchildren. It should be that the grandparents, whenever they want the grandchild, they should be able to have them. It's not the way it works. As a proud papa, but these last 6 weeks or so, not to be able to hug my grandchildren. You know, for Jim and Susan to see, he's beautiful. What do you do with that emotion, that unexpressed joy? How do you push that down? For me, just a few days before Isaiah, and I think the middle name is James, if I remember correctly. I can't remember if it's after his grandfather James or Pastor James. I'm pretty sure Pastor James told me it was after Pastor James. But my grandson Miguel, a couple weeks ago, had his first birthday. We went over, we had cake, we sat on the other side of the porch. Hey, Miguel. That's the type of loneliness I'm experiencing, that inability to really fellowship with family and friends the way I enjoy. So are we getting any responses? Just shout them out, Mike. Patience, yes. That's it? Depression. Next. Say that again. Stress. I can't even write it out. I'm not motivated.
Victory over feeling. Loss of work.
All right, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop there so that, but those who are watching later, they're not live. If you're watching live, you get the benefit of seeing all the chats. But if you're not watching live, then you've got a good sampling of what people need victory over. So I'd start with, have you changed your time with the Lord? So if you're a kinesthetic person, someone who enjoys doing things, coming to church, fellowshipping with one another, going to breakfast, and now you can't do that. How has your time with the Lord changed? So taking that learning style and what you need victory over, any of these items here and so many more, you need wisdom from God, you need His patience, you need His grace, the wisdom to deal with this. And so if you're an auditory learner, I know what works for me. I'm listening to a number of podcasts more than I used to. I'm not having that fellowship time that I enjoy, as someone else said, purposefully connecting with others. But as an auditory learner, to be able to find podcasts, here's what I'm dealing with, and to be able to listen in that way, to be able to have this word preached. I enjoy going to the website. I actually enjoy the 9 o'clock service and being with my brothers and sisters as we do this. So listening visually, this is an area for both the visual and the kinesthetic person. Writing that diary, getting the devotional and putting down what it is that you're feeling, what it is you're struggling with, and in your time with the Lord, what the Lord is saying, here's how I want you to deal with that, because He will speak with us. But if we're just stuck, if we just allow this path that we're on to put us in a place we don't want to be, and we just hunker down there, we lose our motivation. We got to go back to, hey, refresh me on what that learning style is, because that's how God is going to pour into me. And when we have so much change, we can often get out of balance in how we hear from the Lord. In Philippians 4, verse 13, Paul writes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But how am I going to be strengthened at this time? I've lost my friends. I've lost my job, my feelings. I will tell you, as victorious as you might be on a day-to-day basis, what day is it? I know it ends in Y. Is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? They all kind of roll together. That must-see TV, Governor Cuomo, that's why he's starting out. I think today is day 64. The only reason he'll know it's Sunday is because it's on the slide. Oh, it's Sunday. When we're going through that, we need to better connect with our Lord and Savior. The power of the cross, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom of God in His Word, in His fellowship with us, and doing it through that learning style that is uniquely yours. For the kinesthetic, one of the things, the kinesthetic learner, and we have so many, that was the majority, just taking a walk and observing creation. This is a great time of year to be out looking at the flowers, looking at what's blooming. Get out there today and say, God, reveal yourself to me in the creation. There is new birth going on all around you, and there is new birth going on inside you. And that's what you want to get that sense of, God, what is the new thing you want to do in me? I'll just share one of the things I had to lean into. A big part of my routine to deal with my stress is I go to the gym 3 days a week, but I don't go to the gym anymore. And I got rid of all the gym equipment in the house because I never used it. So I'm doing walks with my wife. But the other thing I'm doing is once or twice a week, my workout buddy, we get on the phone at 6 a.m. And we just do that conversation that we've always had, going back to about 2005, the last 15 years. We work out together 3 days a week, and now we're connecting 1 or 2 days a week. I minister to him, he ministers to me, in keeping some of those routines, even though it's different, to lean in and find what is it that you need? What is it that you're missing? So my notes here, you need to keep going. It may feel like hell, but keep going. Winston Churchill. And then new strategies of devotion with Jesus in fellowship with others. There's so many. You're stuck at home, but with your mask, get your mask on. Grab a friend. And there are so many places here in our community. Walking along the lake, a little bit chilly this time of year. My wife and I went up to the Cobbs Hill Reservoir. I think it's the third time in my life I've been up there. What a beautiful spot. And before all the leaves come out, beautiful view overlooking the city. And you just find yourself praying over the city at this time. Because as difficult as it is for you, I guarantee there are others you know who need what it is you have for them to be able to get through us. You are their answer to prayer. We just need to get that living water going again. So that leads into the third point. So first, your learning style. What do you need victory over? And how can you do that? How can you get victory? And then third, who are you doing it for? Are you doing it so you can get through the day? I don't think so. John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, and to lay down one's life for his friends. That was said at the Last Supper. You know, think about that. These are the words that Jesus knows the next day he's going to be crucified. He begins to share, look, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit. Each of us has a Holy Spirit that can be alive and at work in us. And then he starts out chapter 15 saying, I'm the vine and you're my branches. He's going to go away, but the vine continues to provide life, and we as the branches are his hands and feet here on the earth. So we can focus on what it is that we need victory over, or we can call someone on the phone, say, hey, you want to go for a walk? I know one of the things that my wife and I have been doing is visiting people. We bring our own lawn chairs, sit on the porch. Last night, we started out in the backyard. Then as it started to drizzle, we moved to the porch, and then we went home. But that opportunity to fellowship one with another is critically important for you, more important for the person you go to visit. Think about those that are unable to. Pastor James was telling me a couple of the people that he just stopped out to see this week, just stood on the front lawn, hi, how are you, had fellowship. He's going to get to your house. If you need him sooner rather than later, 10 to noon each day, Monday through Friday, he makes himself available by phone. You will find he is a wonderful listener. He has great wisdom for each of us at this time. But for some of you, you might need a visit. And so getting the opportunity to say, hey, Pastor, as you have time, could you come visit me? And so with the new awareness that you have to take your time, you're changing your devotion with the Lord, you're making sure you're doing it a way where you're going to capture the most that God has for you. And then you're saying, you know what? I'm going to get up. I'm going to do something about this. For those who lack motivation, I'm going to make sure I call at least three people this week. Maybe it's three people in a day. But set a goal and mark it off. When you're going through hell, keep on going. And you will find the path at the end is a place God intended. He's not been surprised by this. He's not been surprised by this. You can learn to be content in these circumstances, but you're not going to be content just being stuck. You need to begin to move. I love this scripture from Isaiah 26, chapter 25 is the Israelites have just had victory over their enemy. And now they're beginning to sing and to praise. And let me read it again. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Bulwarks are fortifications. When those waves of depression hit, when that wave of anxiety hits, is it going to hit you? Or are you going to be fortified? Are you going to be inside the city of God, that salvation that he's provided for each of us, but we have to depend on him. We have to say, Lord, I want what you have for me. Not what I'm feeling, not what I'm thinking, not what I'm experiencing. I want what you have for me, because it says, open the gates that the righteous nations which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, him or her, that's us. You will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because we trust in you. The message says people with their minds set on you keep completely whole, steady on their feet because they keep at it and don't quit. They don't quit. This is not a one and done type victory. This isn't like the Bills have a football game and they played and they won and now it's over. This is a week by week, day by day, for many of us, hour by hour. You get up, you have energy, and then before long you're like, but just that sense of loneliness, that depression, that stress, anxiety, fear, loss of a loved one, inability to go see your coworkers, to see those you fellowship with here at Joy, and all of a sudden you're knocked down again. And God is saying, you can learn to be content. As you learn to be content, don't do it for yourself. Do it for those that I've called you to love on. And as you're doing that, expect the waves to still hit and say, hey, I was content this morning. I was content on Wednesday, and now today I'm not. Get in that place where you are in the walls of God. Your mind is so stayed on him that you have perfect peace. You say, yeah, I know depression. I know you do. Not going to let you. I know anxiety. You want to come in? Yep. Not welcome here. Go away. I'm going to keep my mind on the Lord. He is the one who's going to keep me in perfect peace. Sorry, I got it. Tony and Susan, Pastor Tony, is it? Thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Hey everyone, let's give Tony and Susan a round of applause. Pastor Paul, thank you for joining us here this morning. It's been so good to be with you. I leave you with those thoughts to learn to be content even at this time. When you're going through this, realize there's someone God wants you to minister to, not just to be ministered to, but someone that God wants you to minister to. And God has perfect peace. As you struggle, say, no, I'm getting back behind the walls and the bulwarks of God so that my mind is kept in perfect peace. The love of God remains inside me. It will not, he will not disappoint us. Amen. Bring Pastor James back up. So good to see each of you.
Thank you, Bill, for such a practical application of God's word in our lives in this season that we are enduring. And I really felt there was a sweet spot when he talked about what area do we need victory over this week. And thank you for all your participation and your willingness to be vulnerable this morning. And I would love to close our time together and pray for that victory this week. and pray that you would find great strength as you find your contentment in the Lord, and that you can do all things through Christ who will strengthen you. As you keep your mind upon the Lord, that his perfect peace would actually touch your heart. And then as you evaluate where you're at, what do I need to do to change this circumstance as an auditory and as a connector, a kinetic learner, and as a vision learner as well. So those are great things to be mindful of. And I'm a kinetic learner, so that's important for me to be doing and to be out there and to be really setting goals each day to achieve. So that's important for me. I've been doing that, by the way, and that's why I'm smiling today, is because I am doing that. And it's been very, very helpful. So if, let's just close in a word of prayer. Again, I just want to encourage those of you, maybe you're just joining us now, and you're streaming with us, or perhaps you're going to be listening after we finish the live stream, and you'll be joining us throughout the day. I just want to encourage you this morning that God is really here to grant you victory over all these areas that you presented this morning to us. He is there in a very real, tangible, personal way. If you go to 1 Peter chapter 5, it encourages us that when we're in times of suffering, that the enemy actually will come like a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. But we have to do what Bill talked about and actually put things into action, resist him, and don't give in to those places that God wants to grant you victory over this week. So, Father, we thank you for this word that Bill brought to us this morning to encourage us, finding new ways to lay our lives down for one another as a friend would do. That's the greatest gift we can give. It's a way we can actually act out the word of God, laying our lives down for one another. And Father, we pray for those people who just need victory over those specific areas in their lives that they have been struggling with since this pandemic began and since physical distancing began and was mandated. We pray, Lord God, against these things, against stress and loneliness and lack of patience and depression and, Lord, the lack of motivation and, Lord, feeling, Lord, that they need to overcome and, Father, just a loss in people's lives. We pray for great victory. We know, Father God, that you have made us conquerors through Jesus Christ. We know that we are overcomers this week, but we need that extra grace to help us through these times. And we're believing that you're going to grant that to us this week in Jesus' name. I know that you're going to walk in victory in a greater way this week. And I thank Jesus for granting us that victory through his wonderful resurrection power. Remember that that power is dwelling in you today, granting you that victory you long for. Have a great week. God bless. And be encouraged. Remember that the Lord is good, and boast in his goodness. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit us at joycc.info.